40-day health challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, I'm Olivia Fitzgerald. I'm from Fines, County Limerick. And I'm doing the 40-day health challenge to, I suppose, get a little bit fitter. Probably a little bit healthier, more than anything. And probably I could do with the mental side of it might be a little bit needed here and there.
You mentioned about the mental side of things and we all want to feel more positive. Anything in particular you wanted to focus on?
Well, Dr. Eddie taught me the last day that I needed to talk about my confidence and stuff like that. So just get a little bit more confident and, what do you call it, self-love or something.
Is that something you've struggled with a bit?
A little bit, yeah. And I kept other people, I just don't like helping myself. So it's really
wonderful. And so many people like that. They put everyone else first and they put themselves down. Like, you couldn't take a compliment if somebody said, "That's a lovely dress, Olivia."
No. Definitely not. I just would say, "You have a lovely dress on too." So, yeah.
So it's about being more positive in yourself and your own self-image. And
exactly. That's really, more than anything, I think that part of what I would like to get better at.
And this is the great thing about the 40-day health challenge. It's not necessarily about weight. Some people might want to lose weight, but this is about overall health.
Exactly. That's the part that makes it enjoyable, because I wasn't sure when I was joining up what I was actually going in for. But that part of what I'm happy about, because, you know, it's kind of covering the whole of your life. Like, it's not just whether you're healthy or fit already, or whether you want the mental side of it. Like, you know, it covers all three. So it's a very rounded kind of a challenge, which that's the part I think is really beneficial to everybody. And hopefully it'll be beneficial to me as well.
Of course will. So up till now, how's the health been?
I'm mostly a fairly healthy person. But during the summer there, I ended up getting sepsis. During the summer, I kind of got a urosepsis from a kidney infection that I got. So I was fairly sick for a while.
It's frightening. Summer, really frightening.
Yeah. No, it's a really, like, everybody, it should definitely be promoted more. Like, I see that there's a lot more talked about it now, but it's actually really frightening. Like, it's surprisingly frightening that you don't, you think you're going to die. Like, you feel it, like, so it's really weird. But once you get the right medication, like, it comes back faster.
So having had an experience like that, you must have really thought to yourself, right, I'm going to change things in my life.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, that it kind of went, it's about time. It's about time to calm myself on this more. But, you know, I start thinking about yourself a little bit more, rather than, like, I have four lads at home, so we're always out training and coaching and, you know, going everywhere and stuff like that. So I think it's just a little bit for me, small bit.
The busy mammies of this country are unbelievable. Like, really and truly, we do everything for the kids and, like you say, the training and all the various things. When do you get a minute to yourself?
Even here today, my husband's like, "Oh my God, I have to take her training, do I?" I'm like, "Yes, you do." I won't be here today. So, you know, that's like, they get used to you always doing that, doing those things. Yeah. Like, and they're like, "Why are you not here today, ma'am?" I'm like, "I'm not around today, sorry."
Which is very rare. This, you want to be around forever for them.
Well, that's true.
And to get your health in order so you are around for them.
Yeah, that's actually true, actually. The other side of it is actually that side of it. I never thought about it in that way, like, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right, actually, yeah, that's the hopefully you get a bit healthier, and especially, like, I'm 49, I'll be 50 next year, so, you know, this is, it kind of comes into your head going, it's about time now. Got my health sorted so that you are sustain your life for a lot longer, like.
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing is as well, how old are your children?
Anna's 17, Evelyn is 16, Aisling is 12, and my baby is 7, Oisin. Yeah, he's the boy, so he's 5.
So it's still very much full on.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally, yeah. Like, none of them are driving. Well, Evelyn is driving the tractor now, but otherwise the others are not driving it, so, you know, yeah, so it's full on, full time. Like,
on a farm?
Yeah, we work in. I live in a dairy farm, yeah.
So you're doing that as well as everything else?
Oh yeah, and I work full time as well, so.
Sorry, hang on a second here now. Talk me through your day then. You get up in the morning at what time?
Around 5:30. So I go up to the farm, just do a few jobs, get the dinner before I go to work, and then I go to work for 8, and so I get all this done. Then I come home, and literally the minute I come home, I'm turning around to go to some coaching or training for the girls or that. Or I do a good lot of coaching myself, so I coach athletics, Gaelic and soccer as well. So nearly always at some sort of match or training at some time or another in the week, so it's all good.
And what's your full-time job?
I work in the office, a quality controller with Golden Quality Inspection. It's a little small company in Shannon Golden, County Limerick. Yeah.
So doing that, running a farm.
Yeah. Farm now. My husband's a dairy farmer. Yeah, I just help him.
Doing her bit, running a family, running a household.
Yeah. It's all good. Okay. All has to be done.
What are you most excited about in 40 days' time? The result at the end. Will you get into a new routine, do you feel?
Oh, I hope so, yeah. I think my clothes are gone tight as well. So, you know, just into that part of it. And even I'd be more like, though, I think I'm half mad at work at home, like giving out and shouting, you know, because it's always rush, like there's never a slowdown. So maybe if I could just get to that stage where we slow down a little tiny bit, I think my family might be happy with me as well.
Can I tell you, you are not alone for somebody who's feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything that's thrown at them and the madness of life and working and family and all. We're all with you. We are all there.
Everyone is the same.
But you're going to help us make a plan as well. So, you know, everyone is the same. So don't think that you're mad with the way you just said that about yourself.
The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.